I thought it was a good first day coming back, you know, in training camp. Now there's a break built in. I thought focus, attitude, coming off a break was right on point. We had some special categories today. We spotted the ball right on the 9-yard line, played first and goal just to play it out against one another. We had some good competition one-on-one period. So all in all, a lot of things we can do to get better, but I like the competition where the guys are working against one another. And that's really the central theme of what we're about. So with that, I'll open it up.
Ball hit the ground a lot today.
Yeah, certainly was, because that's one of the things from an error standpoint, we can totally control that, so we own that. So it wasn't necessarily where, you know, defensive player made a play on that. They were going for it, the defensive guy was, but the ones that are on the ground, certainly something we can control. So, yeah, definitely got to shore that part up.
Can you give us an update on Bell?
You know, I can't right now. So I know he twists his knee, and so speaking with the medical guys afterwards, they're going to take a picture of it this afternoon. And so I'm not sure where he's at with that, so I'll have an update more with him for tomorrow.
Dan, what's your thoughts on the secondary and how they're coming along?
You know, I think the competition is there, and we're really stressing it, especially at safety. And so I thought William Moore has been off to a terrific start, you know, inside. Rico Allen is somebody we've still been excited about. And then outside, we've got some taller, longer guys. We're trying to see what Jalen can do. We're trying to see what Dez can do. They didn't play a lot for us in the spring. So that competition there. And then, of course, you know, who's going to move inside to play nickel. So as we're getting started, the competition there is real. And each day is a good time to evaluate those guys.
The guys up front are talking more about the mixing and matching. Is that a continual work in progress until you guys have a comfort level with each player, really?
Yeah, and we're just trying like crazy to find out what unique stuff a guy has and then try to best feature it. And so we have some really quick guys, the Adrian Claiborne's and Babineaux's and Grady Jarrett's, and we've got some guys who are as strong and as big as you can get in terms of Tyson and Paul and Cliff Matthews. So those type of guys, we're trying to mix and match and find, you know, the best ways to feature them. So I firmly believe in that group. You know, it's not just one guy is going to be the one. It's going to be all of them. And they're off to a good start.
A lot of talk about Freeman and Coleman, but what do you have to say about Ward?
You know what? And when Tevin went down with an injury, hopefully we'll be back soon. But next man up for his opportunity. And sometimes that's when that opportunity takes place. And he's always been a guy who's been on the details. And he's got a lot of the regard from the rest of his teammates because he is that detailed. And early as a young player, that's how you get that respect. You know, like, I can count on this guy to get the job done.
Devontae says he doesn't want to leave the field. So if this were the World Season, do you think he's got the...
This is not to surprise me, the type of competitor he is. I don't think he wants to leave field for practice, walk through the game. I'm not sure he wants to come in at the half. You know, so it's like he just likes to battle and compete, and that's one of the things I love most about him. But as we're going through it, it'll take the whole group, you know, and that's where we'll be at our best.
Dan, some of the competitions inside on the offensive line, switching guys in and out, giving them their reps?
Yeah, the question was regarding the offensive line, how do you know, guys play in different spots? I think when those opportunities come and the versatility is there to show a guy can play guard and center, he can play tackle and guard, the value that you now have for the team is huge. So and those opportunities, when they come up, the standard doesn't change. The next guy's in, and we go about it. I love seeing those matchups when a guy can rise up. And I think someone had something regarding Tevin. Sure. So he had a strain of his hamstring, and so hopefully today he got some work in, and hopefully, you know, soon to be back. Yes.
With the zone blocking scheme, doesn't it benefit guys to play together more? I mean, as far as the switching in and out, I know we're dealing with some injuries. You're working Joe back in.
Yeah, I think
guys to get reps together.
Overall, at the offensive line position, it is. But right now, it's the targeting and the footwork that we're so stressing. But there's no question the communication that O-line is there. Just so happens sometimes when the guy's out, the next guy's in, that type of communication is okay, too, because I realize when that goes in the game, okay, you and I, this isn't the first time we've been together, so I don't mind it.
What did you think of Levine's performance today?
You know, I thought, really, in the run game, he's done some things, you know, that looks like a real improvement for him, and that was one of the real goals. But from a catching standpoint, each day I think those tight ends as a whole group have been somebody that's impressed us.
In that red zone offense, you threw the ball to Devontae, scored 2 touchdowns today. Is that a new threat for him?
Well, we know he's outside of the back, you know, as a running back, he can catch terrifically. And so we're going to feature him in all sorts of ways that give him the unique stuff that he can use. So whether it's aligned outside, motion to outside, or swinging out of the backfield, he can catch out of all three. So what a dangerous guy to do that.
What's been your message to Rashid Hageman, who's admitted that he played out of control at times last year?
Yeah, I think knowing, like, as a defensive lineman, when do I take my shot? And because there are certain tips and things that come up at a line of scrimmage where now I think this play might happen, I can go take a shot. So those are the times to do that. There's other times you have to play. I'm not sure what it is. I got to play really sound, technique, hard. And one of the things for him I've been most impressed about this spring and in the training camp is how hard he's willing to go. And at that position, it's hard. Every down end, you know, there's not a break, you know, at defensive tackle, nose tackle, guards. And he's been battling for it. I've been impressed so far.
Dan, what have you seen? What type of camp is Paul Warlow having for you thus far in talk about how hard he worked.
He does, yeah. Like, to me, Paul is one of the guys that really defines grit. Like, he just won't back off, you know. And when you go and you see him and the communication that he has, he's always trying to improve, you know. And that part of his game, you know, you just see it all the time. Oh, I wish I could have done. He's very critical of himself, but at the same time, he's really developing into a leader as well.
Dan, what kind of player is Stansley Mapanga, and what does he bring to your defense?
Well, the initial thing that jumps off to me with Stansley is, you know, when we put him outside at defensive end, you know, he's got real quickness to go. So he's really improving. And so he's a guy who works extremely hard. And as we're featuring him, we're trying to find the best pass rush spot for him. And so that's kind of what we're featuring with him during this camp.
Since there's so much new, are you looking for leaders, or will that just emerge naturally?
Not necessarily looking for that. What I am looking for, guys who are just absolutely supporting one another. And so when you're a great teammate, when you're totally dedicating your effort for the next guy, that's when you know, like, man, I can count on this guy. I am not going to let you down. I'll absolutely go for it hard, not take the easier way out. And there's a sense of like, hey, man, let's go for it. Not just me. Let's do it together and bring a guy with you. And so that's really what I'm looking for. You know, that regard that they have, they care about each other so much, they're willing to go hard. And that probably takes care of some of the leadership as opposed to appointing one guy to have to call it out. Can we be so strong, so determined mentally that we're all willing to push each other?
And that might not be necessarily a veteran player. It could be a younger player.
Absolutely.
First preseason game 9 days away. At what point in time, I know it's a continual process, but do you try to start to set depth charts and get guys reps together? As
sure. Not yet. So as we're getting towards the first preseason game, really that's farther away than we're wanting to look right now. So best thing for us, we're still kind of going through our install. So we're still trying to learn the guys as well as we can. Today we had a big red zone one. We're heading into goal line. So some of those roles may define. This guy can really play. He can be a goal line fullback. So it's like all these ones that we're going through, we're trying to find the unique stuff. As we get through the first and second game, I think by that third week in the preseason, that's some of where the roles will start to emerge.
Last question, guys.
Joe Hawley John said
oh, we got two. All right. I split it. It's
we'll
like a raffle.
Two. Andrew and Vaughn.
Joe Hawley said he's feeling better and getting more and more reps as he goes on. What have you thought about his progression?
Yeah, I thought Joe worked extremely hard in terms of the offseason to get himself ready. For the guys who have to come back, it's a difficult process to go through. You're down, you're not engaged with the team, so you're working, but you're not able to see the results out on the field. So for him to get back on the grass and do what he's doing, you know, that's when you kind of get back into your element, so we're pleased with that.
I didn't see John Asamoah out there at the end doing anything.
Yeah, I think a nausea issue, upset stomach.
Okay.